And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
And welcome into The Box Score, Terry Collins and Murphy Fair. And Murph, the season is flying right along. We've got 8 weeks in the books, 3 yet to go, and then the playoffs.
Yeah, this is actually week 9 out of 11. There's still a school or two in our coverage area that haven't had their open date. For example, Cannon County is off next week. They'll play Warren this week, then take a week off, then go to Trousdale County. Right. So it's probably a good time to have an open date if you got some injuries or something like that, that gives the kids a little time to get that taken care of.
I know DeKalb and Smith are both in their bye week and this week. And when you look at that, Gordonsville is as well. So 3 of the 5 teams that we cover in this week do not have a game. Let's go ahead and look at the Moore County at Smith County, our Sonica Carthage stats of the week. The Owls get the 27-13 win. Backup quarterback Landon Blevins came off the bench once Riley Martin was hurt deep in the first quarter and just had an outstanding game. The Owls running game, they got it going, 226 yards on 37 carries.
Wow.
They had their biggest offensive output of the season, 360 yards. They did have 8 penalties for 60 yards, Murphy, but they had no turnovers, and that's a welcome relief for Matt Dyer.
I'll tell you a secret. The reason I was late last week getting here, I was behind the Moore County equipment trailer from halfway between Woodbury and Auburntown all the way until the interstate, 40 miles an hour. I was about to pull my hair out.
Let's go ahead and look at some individual numbers for the Owls. Caden Mason, a big night, 14 carries, 105 yards. Landon Blevins, the backup quarterback, he's a senior. We have only seen him throw one pass all year.
Wow.
And that was on a wide receiver reverse. He was 7 of 16, 125 yards, a touchdown. He also had 10 rushes for 77 yards and a score. Gage Gibbs, 3 catches for 60 yards and a score. Isaac Petty had to come in after their quarterback got hurt with a leg injury earlier in the season. He was 9 of 22 for 136 yards. Did have a couple of interceptions. Cole Hackett and a younger brother, Walker Hackett, had 2 picks for the Owls, and then 14 rushes for 91 yards and a score. Cole Taylor, 4 receptions for 84 yards and a touchdown. For Moore County Raiders, who dropped to 1-6, the Owls go to 4-4.
I'd say between those two teams, Terry, there was probably a lot of sophomores and juniors on the field all night long, wasn't there?
There definitely was. The Owls did have senior night, and they honored those seniors before the game. And to Matt Dyer's credit, he tried to get a couple of seniors that hadn't carried the ball all year when he got inside the red zone, especially inside the 5. He gave them carries, Murphy, to try to get them touchdowns. And I salute Matt and his staff for doing that.
That's those kids, if they got what Matt was hoping to take place, when they're our age, they'll still be telling people about that.
They definitely will. Let's go ahead and look at the Cannon County and Jackson County results. Murph, a game that you were at, and Eli Garrett just set the world on fire. When you look at 16 of 20 for 397 passing yards and 5 touchdowns, and you know, if you put that in a calculator, you're looking at 25 yards right at it per per completion. Braden Smithson, 20 carries for 123 yards. And then Miles Alexander, big night, 5 receptions for 115 yards and 2 scores, as Cannon County had way over 500 yards total offense playing at Gainesboro.
As well as Garrett is coming into his own at the quarterback position. For the entire season, he's over 70% on his completions.
Right.
And that's just, this is only his second year to be a quarterback, but he sure knows how to put the ball where it needs to be.
80% the other night, 16 of 20. And when you look, that locks Cannon County up in that number 2 seed, regardless of what they do with Trousdale County in that final game of the regular season, unless the Owls upset Gordonsville, and I think it's fair to say that it would be an upset, then Cannon would have to beat Trousdale in order to get, it not be in third place. Of course, Gordonsville's already locked up the region because they've got the best overall record.
Right.
So if Smith County were to beat them in week 11 on the 30th, a game that can be seen right here on DTC3, you still got Gordonsville as the number one seed, although they may be a three-way tie as far as the region standings goes. That first tiebreaker is overall record.
I was impressed with Jackson County's quarterback, and that's Sean's son, only a sophomore, but he's coming into his own as well. And I think the next couple of years, Jackson County's probably going to surprise some people because that young man played really well the other night, considering how well Cannon County played.
Colt Loftus is his name, and you've got a lot of those basketball athletes that are out now, Murphy, that really help the Blue Devils for sure.
See, and that's what's helped Cannon County too.
Right,
they've got some basketball players who are crazy athletic, and they're not just being on the hardwood, they're being that way on the football field as well.
DeKalb County at White County. White County gets the win 31-7. Cole Sims, outstanding night for him. He's not only good on the basketball floor, he's also good on the gridiron. 18 rushes, 194 yards, a couple of scores. JoJo Dow, 11 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown. And then Tucker Pinion, another Pinion coming through, 2 for 5, 12 passing yards, at 48 rushing yards, 40 cab. John Hendricks had a passing touchdown, and Ryan Lyons a receiving touchdown. Murphy, that's always a big border rivalry between Smithville and Sparta.
Oh, without a doubt. And if Tucker's anything like his older brother was a couple of years ago, they're going to be pretty good in a couple of years.
Let's go ahead and look at Trousdale County at Gordonsville. That game a lot closer than I thought. That was 26-13 after three quarters. But Gordonsville didn't play well, was sloppy with turnovers and penalties. Jay Foster, another big night, 106 yards passing, a touchdown, and he had a couple of rushes for 35 yards. Turner Booker, 13 carries, 166 yards, and a score. And then Brooke Stafford, whose dad, Brian, used to play for Gordonsville, 3 receptions for 62 yards and a score. And the beat goes on for Gordonsville. That locked up the number one seed in Region 4-2A for Stephen Jackson's Tigers.
You mentioned Gordonsville didn't play very well, but a lot of times, especially at the high school level, you play to the level of your opponent. And sometimes you just can't get it done when it's easily done.
Right. Region 4-3A scores. Giles County beats Community 36-0. Forest beats Cascade 50-20. Other scores in Region 4-4A, Stone flexes their muscle, beats Livingston 42-8, and Upperman a big win over York to keep York winless. And next we'll have Gordonsville Tigerettes volleyball. Head coach Brian Leslie, he's a big Alabama fan, but we won't hold that against him as they play the Big Orange this weekend. And we'll have more of the box score brought to you by Pavement Restorations when we return on DTC3.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. Terry Collins along with Murphy Ferry. And we've been joined by Brian Leslie of Raccoon Branch. And if you are familiar with Hickman, you know where Raccoon Branch
is. Well, I know where Hickman is, but I don't know about Raccoon Branch.
Brian, first of all, big win for your team last night. You had the short trip to York, and you get a five-set victory over Jackson County. I think you won the first and third sets, lost the second and fourth, and then came out, got it done in the fifth set. When you only go to 15, your team has amassed, I think, a 21-1 record. The only loss was at East Robertson by five sets. I know that y'all been having an outstanding year.
We have. Thank you for having me on. Yes, we've a long trip to York. I don't know where you thought it was a short trip, but anytime you can go that direction and put in that kind of miles and play a good team, Jackson County, they gave us all that we wanted. And then some, but we came away with it. Didn't play our best ball, but finally put things together in that fifth set and was able to get it done.
Coach, let me be one of the first to congratulate you. That's 95% of your games, and that's I don't care what the sport is. If you win that much, that's pretty special. Tell me about your team a little bit. Is it senior laden, or do you have a lot of girls coming back next year too?
So we are, thank you, I appreciate it. We are a heavy, experienced team, got a lot of seniors playing this year. Didn't have any seniors last year. We had a really good season last year and then had all those girls coming back. And so, yes, we do rely heavily on our junior, senior leadership to get it done.
Brian, I don't want to bring up something that's negative, but still, I think your girls last year experienced a very disappointing loss when they lost to the Lady Owls at East Robertson in that region semifinals, a team that you had beaten two or three times prior to that. So I know this year's bunch came back focused and really had a bad taste in their mouth after getting, you could say, upset in Cross Plains.
Yeah, I mean, upset because we had beaten them a couple times, but also they had a really good squad as well. But yeah, so it leaves that taste in your mouth. You know how quickly things can happen, regardless of what your record is, regardless of who you're playing or how many times you've played them. And so you just got to take it, a point at a time, a set at a time, and just stay in the moment, but also realizing how quickly those moments can be gone and how important each and every point is.
Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot just a little bit. I want you to pick three words that describe your volleyball team individually, those words individually by themselves. What is your team like?
On the spot, yeah, let's see. I'll say heart. We've got a lot of heart. We don't always play our best ball, but we're able to put our all into it. That's what we talked about last night, was we didn't play our best ball, but we could at least be happy with our effort that we put forth. Tenacious, I think that we'll get after you. We don't wait for you to make mistakes. We try to take it to you as much as possible. And eager. I think that we're an eager team. I think that, last year, like we just said, was kind of a downer to not take that next step, and so we were eager to get to this point. We have gotten to this point now. Looking forward to a tough match tonight with East Robertson. Played them three times. All three of them have gone to five sets. But regardless of how this goes tonight, after this short trip to York again, is that we know that we're going to be playing on Thursday. Just a matter of whether we are at home or traveling. But I mean, for sure, we want to get tonight. We want that region championship. We'd love to be hosting that match on Thursday with hopes of something that we've never been able to do is take it into that next week and travel to somewhere in Murfreesboro.
Coach, I think you did a great job in describing your girls, and it's no wonder that you guys are 21-1 right now. There's a lot of coaches that would like to use those same three words when describing their team, regardless of sport, because those are three things that all coaches in all sports rely on to be successful.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's that we've got a really good group of girls that, like we said, they do have a lot of experience, and they've tasted the ups and they've tasted the downs. But the girls as a whole, and I'm not talking about volleyball, and some of them play softball, and they've had a lot of success there. They play basketball. They on the upswing there, looking forward to a really good season this year. But just really good girls outside of the ball field or the ball court or whatever. And so that makes things easy. It allows you to push them to try to get the best out of them. And it makes things fun, you know, that you can sit back and watch sometimes and just watch them perform, watch them, what they have improved on and what they've learned and just kind of enjoy good, clean volleyball.
Brian, I think you've been over the program maybe since it started there at Gordonsville and have made it to the sub-state before. I know that you'd like to kind of kick that door in. And I think a key to that is if you can get a win tonight in Jamestown against East Robertson, hosting that volleyball match at home on Thursday, which I still call the sub-state. I don't like sectional, sorry. But I'm old-timer. To get to the state tournament and be one of only eight teams left in volleyball.
Wow. Yeah, yes, sir, and I'm an old timer too, so I like to refer to it as sub-state. Yes, sir, we've been doing this for a while. Started the program, several of us back in the day, us, Carthage, Red Bull, and several of us had a Title IX lawsuit up here in the Upper Cumberland, and everybody, a whole lot of schools jumped on that volleyball board, and so I was able to get things started. It was the fall of 2000, and I think it was the fall of 2000 whenever we started this thing up, so been doing it for a while. We've made it to sub-state twice in all those years, 25 years. We made it in 2017, and I believe it was just a couple years ago in 2023, made it. Both times we had to travel to a really good Sail Creek team that has a great program, and ended up on the short end, so we'd love to think that we're on fall break this week. A lot of people will be coming back tomorrow, Thursday morning, football getting going again, and having some of those guys, the coaches, the families being back from their vacations and whatnot. And we'd love to pack the gym and see what we can do with whoever we host. If we have to travel, we'll travel, and we'll take a good group with us. But we would love to host and know that would help us as far as taking that next step.
Coach, tell me a little about your coaching career. How long have you been coaching volleyball, and how long have you been head coach at Gordonsville? Pardon my ignorance in that.
They don't know how good or how bad they have it around here. I am the only coach that they have had, so nobody to reference to as far as upswing, downswing, whatever. So since that fall of 2000, we've been doing this thing. I've got a great assistant coach with me now who's been with me for 8 years, who has taken over the junior high program. She actually played for me back in the day, graduated in 2010, Miss Brittany Thornton Watson, and she does a really good job of developing them in the junior high. And so we've been doing it as a tag team for the last 8 years, but I've been a part of it for, this is year number 26 now.
Oh my goodness, that's pretty special, because you don't see that happen very many times, Terry, anymore.
Yeah, whenever you have those kids that, you know, you coach their moms, and now then you're coaching them, it's one thing in the classroom, that's been happening for a long time, but whenever you've been teaching for as long as I have, but to do that also out there on the court, it's pretty special.
Do you consider that an asset or the opposite?
I think it's good. I think that anytime that you can have those people that have played for you before and see, you know, I'm a better coach than I was 25 years ago. These girls are better than what they were 25 years ago. And so, you know, having that family involvement, the ones that came through, just those, you know, then that legacy kid, if you will, and coming through and being proud of the program and where it has gone in the last 25 years, it's a pretty special thing.
Well, Brian Leslie, we know you're born in the state of Alabama. You're a Roll Tide fan. And I know that when Tennessee beats them, everybody rags you pretty hard. But best of luck against East Robertson in trying to snatch that region championship and get that sub-state game at home for the Gordonsville Volleyball Tigerettes.
Terry, as long as they keep winning volleyball matches, he can talk Alabama all he wants to, right?
That's right.
And I appreciate that. Roll Tide, go Blue, and I appreciate you having me on and wishing us luck, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
Brian Leslie has been our guest here on the Box Score, and we'll have Coach Tommy Hinch of the Cannon County Lions when we return as we remind you the Box Score brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking, driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more. Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Welcome back to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations, our title sponsor. And we've been joined by Tommy Hinch, the Cannon County Lions and coach. I know you made the trip to Gainesboro last week and got a big win, which locks up second place and also the opportunity to host that playoff game. If you beat Trousdale County, of course, that's cut and dried. Smith County would have to beat Gordonsville, and then you would have to lose to Trousdale for you to finish anywhere other than second. But that, on paper, it looks like that's where, you know, your fate is.
Yeah, I really didn't even know that until actually Murphy talked to me yesterday during a radio interview, and he was telling me kind of what that scenario was, and I was like, I didn't even know it. It's been a whirlwind since I've got the job. I think of that stuff, but I don't really focus on that stuff. I'm trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to get this master schedule taken care of? Sprinkler heads are leaking. How are we going to get that fixed? You know, just crazy stuff. And so when he told me that, I go, well, that's pretty neat, awesome. But I think the success that we've had this year has been totally based on a week at a time, you know, day by day. So, you know, I don't doubt that. I didn't even know that, but that's kind of how we've been. We've been kind of focused every week, getting better. So that was kind of cool to hear that, and then kind of be like, oh wow, that's cool. So,
Tommy, I don't know how many of our fans know about the change that TSSAA has implemented as far as what the brackets are concerned. I tried to put the 2A bracket in place based on who I think is going to beat the other team in the final 3 weeks of the regular season. But Region 3 is so equal once you get past Marion County. We could be playing Grundy County, Bledsoe County, or maybe even Monterey, depending on what shakes out in the next 3 weeks. Makes it kind of hard to prepare, even if it is 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, but it does create for exciting football at the end of the year, I'll tell you that. Their region, anybody can be that second, third, and fourth seed over there in the Region 3. So, there's still a lot of football to be played over there. Same thing in our region. If you really think about the scenario that you laid out for us, once again, it goes back to every day you better bring your A game. You got to bring it every week. But there's a lot of football to be played over there in Region 3.
You all certainly brought your A game to Gainesboro last week. That was such an impressive performance by a lot of players. You played a lot of kids in that game. I think you said you had 9 different players catch a pass in that ball game, or something close to that anyway. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was one of the stats that stuck out to me. I've got the stat sheet right here, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 players caught a pass. One of them was an offensive tackle. It was a pretty exciting night. Just with watching Eli be able to distribute the ball within the offense, and he does a good job with that. But our running back did a great job too. Just all around a good night, a good execution night. We did have some hiccups down in the red zone, so we focus. We're going to focus on that this week and try to get that better. And that could be scheme wise, or that could be player execution. It's a little bit of both. Everybody has, in this offense, we're going to go where the defense isn't, and then we've got the players to do that. So you're going to get a chance to touch the ball, and when you touch the ball, we tell them, hey, it's between you and that defender right there and God on what happens. So,
Coach, Eli Garrett, 16 of 20, 397 yards, 5 touchdowns. That's a pretty good 2 games totals, but to have one game like that, that's averaging nearly 25 yards per completion. That's a huge night.
Yeah, our film, when we did our stats, I was telling Murphy this in the radio interview too, went back and looked at it, and one of the completions we thought was a negative 3 yard, but he ends up getting 399 yards, 16 for 20 for 5 touchdowns, like you said. But what was funny, we were in our meeting and I said, hey, we try to run this trick play. It's probably a bad call on my part right before half, but Chandler Hale's our offensive tackle. And I said, Eli, if it wasn't for Chandler Hale, you'd have 400 yards passing. And everybody started laughing. Because it was a negative 1 yard pass. But it was one of them things where Eli's stats, he's really coming to his own. This is really his second year ever really just focusing on quarterback. He still has so much potential, so much more to do. He's getting recruited, obviously. But whoever gets him, wherever he decides to go, they have a real gem. If they decide to either play him at quarterback, he can be a tight end, he can be a safety. I mean, the kid just can play football, and he's never too high, he's never too low. But the stats, 16 for 20, that's an 80% completion rate as well. And then you put the 5 touchdowns in there. It's pretty amazing to kind of watch that night unfold.
Coach, we had a good crowd, over 100 people there. And it's, Gainesboro's not necessarily all that far from Woodbury. You just can't get there. You got to go somewhere else first and then head to Jackson County. But I know you got to be excited to playing a 6A team this week in Warren County. And I'm glad, even though they're playing an outlaw schedule, like I said, they're not competing for a playoff position. It'll be a good test. And with the playoffs just weeks away, just a few weeks away, I think that's the kind of thing we have to have in our next to the last regular season game.
Yeah, we're in the early phases of building our program, and I believe the tough games is kind of what prepares you for what you need for the future. And we've had some really good tough games. Started with Gordonsville, and we went on this gauntlet. And here's another test. And I believe that prepares you more in the early stages of building the program to kind of, hey, this is what it's like. This is the attention to detail. This is the mentality you have to have. All the coaching talk, but your kids get to see it, and they have to live it. Because if they don't live it, they'll come up short. They won't compete in those games. At some point, there'll be a game they don't compete in because they're either burned out, they're tired, injuries, whatever it is. So here comes another test. Big school, got a big roster, probably doubles ours, all that good stuff. But that don't matter. Our kids don't really care about that. We're just, hey, who's next? And okay, let's focus on them. Let's prepare on them. And that's kind of how they operate and move forward. And it's a good group of kids do that. And they've really bought into the message that we're trying, as the coaching staff, we're trying to instill in them, one play at a time, one week at a time, and so forth.
Coach, when you look, I was very impressed in the game at Carthage. Just how many athletes, and I know I've seen a lot of those on the basketball floor as well, or maybe the baseball diamond. But you kind of grouped those all together, and you've done a great job of getting those players in space to make plays.
Yeah, if you're an athlete, you're going to love this offense, and our kids love the offense, and we have a lot of athletes. And our linemen love it as well. It keeps nice, clean boxes. Gordonsville was probably the game where they cloudied the box up the most. But even then, that was probably our best rushing game so far, total yards rushing. So this offense is pretty unique. I'm a defensive guy at heart, and I understand the challenges this offense presents. And it allows your athletes to get the ball and just make plays. And if you've got playmakers, you can get yardage in this offense. The key is how tough are you going to be inside the 20? And we're learning to get tough and inside the 20. And that's what I like the most. That's, our red zone numbers are, they're pretty good. That's because our linemen understand it's time to finish out this drive. Our skill guys know, hey, we got to lock it in. The field's compressed. We got to make sure we dial this in a little bit more. These routes have to be a little bit better here, whatever it is. The playing in this offense, I wish I would have played in this offense. This offense is amazing. Just you get the ball, and you can get the ball at any time. And when you get the ball, there's usually not that many people around. And you just got to make a guy miss, or you run off a block, and you're to the second, third level. So, pretty amazing to watch a group of high school kids run really a college style offense, a Tennessee style offense, stuff that you see in high school in Texas and things like that. It's pretty neat to watch this.
Well, Coach Tommy Hinch, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck against Warren County, then Trouser County in your regular season finale.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, we've been visiting with Coach Hinch of Cannon County. And we'll have some of Murphy's picks and preview our game of the week. When we return, we'll remind you you're watching the box score brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
And welcome back to the Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. It's their final segment. Murph, we're going to start out talking about Warren County and Cannon County, McMinnville and Woodbury, just right down the road from each other. And I know when you look at Warren County, they're big enough to be a 6A school. They may not have figured everything out on the football field, but they've always got a lot of athletes.
The thing that scares me the most about that team, Terry, is their quarterback. That's Grant Swallows' son.
Right.
And he's been the senior. This is his second year. He started last year, and he knows it in and out. You know, his dad was one of the best the Upper Cumberland has seen in a long time. And I think it'll be a pretty good game, but I still think Cannon County can win it and build some more momentum as we get ready for the playoffs.
Let's go ahead and let you know that Warren County and Cannon County, they all gonna play on Friday night. The Box Score will be on from 6 to 6:45, and then 6:45 they'll have the pregame from over in Woodbury on Channel 3. You can also watch it on www.ptc3.tv. Let's go ahead and start looking at the picks, and Murph, we'll start in East Tennessee. Bearden at Cleveland.
Well, that's one I had to flip a coin on. There's not a whole lot of games this week. A lot of fall break still being celebrated across the state, but neither one of those teams are very good at all. So I had to flip a coin, and the coin toss goes in favor of Cleveland simply because they're at home.
Bledsoe County at Grundy, that's going to be probably for second place out of region 3-2A. Is the corresponding region that Cannon, Gordonsville, Smith County.
Yeah.
That's who they're going to be playing against.
That's right, and that's one I'd really like to see. I think that one could go either way. Grundy County's got a great record. I think they've only lost once, but they haven't played anybody.
Right.
Bledsoe County, even in off years, is a pretty good football team, so I'm going to pick Bledsoe in that one, I think.
Farragut at Cookeville.
That's another 6A game where neither one of those teams, I don't think, is going to the playoffs. They're pretty bad. Farragut's under a new coach. Cookeville's under a new coach, and they're just trying to figure out which way's up, I guess. I think Farragut. I have seen them play. They've got some potential. Cookeville hasn't shown any potential to me all season long, so I'm going with the Admirals.
Let's go ahead and look at the Middle Tennessee picks, and we'll start with Mount Juliet at Wilson Central.
Any other time I would have picked Mount Juliet, but Wilson Central, or Mount Juliet's just playing terrible football. I don't know what that's all about. They must have been all seniors last year, so I'm going to have to go with Wilson Central on that one.
Trousdale County at Monterey.
Trousdale still struggling, and boy, they better come up with some kind of a special drink for the Cannon County game in a couple of weeks after this one, because that could be a monsoon as far as Trousdale County is concerned. I'm going with Monterey in that one.
Providence Academy at Providence Christian.
Providence Academy is Johnson City. Providence Christian is in Murfreesboro, and I like their coach over there, LeBron Ferguson. He used to be the head coach at Oakland, and LeBron's just a great human being and a pretty good football coach, too. So I'm going to pick Providence Christian in that one.
That's only about a four and a half hour trip to Johnson City.
Can you imagine riding that bus home after losing? So, but that's a relatively new program, just like Providence Christian was right. Not too many years ago.
Go ahead and look at the West Tennessee picks, Lewis County at Lexington.
I'd like to see that one. Two pretty good coaches. Bobby Sharp had been at Lewis County for 30 years, I guess, and retired a couple of years ago. Lexington has a new coach in Derek Carr, and I remember when he played, I think, at McKenzie. Pretty good athlete, darn good coach, and I think Lexington wins that one.
Scotts Hill at Riverside.
Both of those teams are struggling. I'm not sure that both of them will be in the playoffs this year. Riverside has won state championships. Scotts Hill has not. And since that game is in Decaturville, I think I'm going to go with Riverside in that one.
Germantown at Wooddale.
That's just one of those 6A games, the only 6A game, I think, in West Tennessee. All of the 6A games in West Tennessee are in Shelby County. Germantown's got another pretty good team this year, so I'm going to pick them, and they should win that one rather handily, I think.
Of course, we're going to see as we flipped our local picks where you've got a lot of teams that are off, Murphy, and, you know, a lot of teams, and we'll talk about this, you and I right here, since we've got five teams we cover, but, you know, a lot of teams self-scout. Some teams take the whole week off, you know, just whatever works for them, trying to get those knots and bruises and bangs healed up for this final push.
Absolutely. Watertown Cascade could be a pretty good ball game. I don't know that either one has rewritten the record books or anything, but I think Watertown needs the win to get some momentum going down the stretch and into the postseason, and I think they can do that under Coach Webster, so I'm going to go with Watertown in that one.
And then Warren County coming to Woodbury.
Yeah, the coach, the Cannon County coach, wanted me to pick Warren County for a bulletin board material, but I'm not going to do that, Tommy. I'm going with Cannon County in that one all the way.
Murph, as you and I talked to finish this segment up, you know, a lot of teams right now, I'm sure the coaches, if you're on fall break, are saying, hey, we need to start doing things better, executing better, cutting out the mistakes, whether it be penalties or turnovers, because we're right here ready when we flip the calendar to November for postseason.
It's do or die time.
Right.
And if you haven't figured it out in 2 months, you're probably not going to figure it out this year, and they're just trying to figure out. I'm pretty sure Billy and Joseph will do what they need to do, but what about the other guys on the team, you know? And that's the big question. I think some schools have done what they need to do to get better week by week by week. Cannon County is a perfect example, and I don't mean to be a homer and signal out or single out where I live, but nonetheless, the Lions are a much better football team than they were in late August. And it's going to be interesting watching the postseason with that group in particular. And I think Gordonsville's the same way. If they end up meeting each other again, which they could probably in round three, it could be a war.
When you look at Gordonsville, they're sitting there undefeated. They're going to win the region. They've got Red Bull in next in a non-region game. Of course, I don't know that Gordonsville is going to get a lot of good out of that. Red Bowling, once again, struggling big time. But then 4 or 6 days after they play Red Bowling, after a bye week this week, they've got the Owls coming to town. And I don't care if they've got the region wrapped up or not, Murph.
It doesn't matter when they get together, does it?
It's
that's true. Yeah. If anything, the Red Bowling game, I think, gives the coaching staff at Gordonsville, Coach Jackson and his assistant coaches, gives them an opportunity to let some of those freshmen and sophomores get some valuable time and gives them a little more depth when those games that really count a lot come up on the schedule.
Gordonsville does have a lot of depth this year. We want to thank all our sponsors, Pavement Restorations, our title sponsor, along with Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Saveway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. For Justin Malden and Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night from the Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score.
Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode. And make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.